Good morning. We're considering Chayotim, Kval Mem Zayin, Simen Chav Beis. Machol Eder Shekasabna the Tzorach Lachzor. So we've discussed the cases on Shabbos, the first two meals, and Yom Tov, the two meals of Yom Tov. The person forgot to say the proper insertion for Shabbos or Yom Tov, and he reached the point where he has to go back to the beginning of benching. So here's the interesting question. There were three people together, and one of the three, maybe even all of the three, had this problem. So they're all going back to the beginning of benching. Do they make a new zimun? Were they yotze the zimun or not? So the ein tzrichim lezamen. There's no need to do a new zimun. Kar yotze yudei zimun. The act of zimun, which is the act of let us bench, and then starting the benching process, they've fulfilled with the first benching that they did, even though this insertion was forgotten and they have to redo benching because of it. That does not negate the accomplishment of Zimun, which took place beforehand. One way to understand this is a question which comes up. This is a discussion which Rabbi Chaim Brisker talks about in the Tosfos and Brachos. Is that which we repeat, be it benching or be it Shemoneh Esrei, when certain insertions which we repeat, are we supposed to understand that because the person did not insert it, he was not used to benching at all? There was no act of tefillah at all or benching at all without that insertion? Or it was considered an act of tefillah or an act of benching, but this insertion is required, and this insertion has to be done in the vehicle of tefillah or of benching. So we're forced to repeat in order to have the mode which will allow us to make the insertion. So we're not saying that we didn't daven, we're saying that you davened, but since you need to say Yalav Yavo on the Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh by day, and the only place you can say it is in davening, you're going to need to repeat davening to give you a place to say Yalav Yavo. So you understand like that, which you mentioned, that the Mishnah Berurah does suggest such an idea, that the Shem Tefillah still applies to it as well, he says this idea. So the same benching applies to it as well. But, so you said Zimun and you said benching, but the Chazal said the benching requires this insertion, which can only be done in the context of benching. So it forces you to repeat the benching to give you the vehicle and the place to make the insertion. So, but that's the halacha, that you do not need to go back and do a new zimun. Din Rosh Chodesh, Simen Chav Gimel. Din Rosh Chodesh Shachar B'Shabbos, B'Shachach Yala V'Yavoy, or Ritzei. So the case where a person, Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos, and a person forgot Yala V'Yavoy or Ritzei, or he forgot both. But then his Cholechol B'Erev Rosh Chodesh, of Rosh Chodesh, B'Nim Shachar Alayla, and the halachas of a person started eating prior to Rosh Chodesh, continued into Rosh Chodesh, or vice versa, he started eating at the end of Rosh Chodesh, continued afterwards, calls it tips of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Klal Kuf Yud Tes. So we're going to discuss those halachas later on. So just to bring in one point that he says over there, in the case a person forgot both Ritzei and Yalav V'Yavo on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so he combines the two in one bracha. And the language of the bracha, he says, "Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenasan Shabbosos Limnucha, Barashei Chodeshim Lezikaron, Bracha to Hashem Mekadesh Hashabbos V'Yisrael Barashei Chodeshim." So that's one point that he says that if you forgot both, instead of saying two separate brachas, one for Shabbos and one for Rosh Chodesh, you combine it in one bracha, and that point is over there. In regards to the issue of a person who's maskul mibayoyim and continues into Rosh Chodesh, or vice versa. So in general, the general rule is you look at when the meal started. The Chayyadim's opinion is that you approach it from, you go based on Haskalah. In the case where that's going to create a Tarte de Sasri, the person started on Rosh Chodesh was Motzei Shabbos, that so a person ate on Shabbos day when it was still clearly day, and then only benched at night. He says, "Ritzei night yalav yavut." Because then you go basu based on when the suda was. If he ate at nighttime as well, so that would require that there should be a mentioning of Rosh Chodesh. But if you're going to have Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh together, the Tartei Sasri, so the opinion of the Chayyadim is you just mentioned Rosh Chodesh. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings a different opinion that some say that you say Yetritzei and Yalav Yavoy, and therefore he suggests that a person should try and avoid in that situation eating at nighttime. Now what's called nighttime? So my Masara on this is if a person even a few minutes after Shkia is fine till the time where it's already clearly considered significant darkness. So the first Marsha holds the first 9 minutes after Shkia it's a suffix if it's even Ben Ishmashas at that point in time. So that point in time would not be the issue. Beyond that, and others suggest that the time is even longer, 13 and a half minutes. So up to about close to 15 minutes post Shkia, you don't really have this problem. If a person wants to continue to eat after that point, so then you get involved in potentially a tarte disastri. The person should try and avoid that situation. Okay, we will leave for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.